How does the 50 minutes slice that I will be teaching online fit into the lesson? So my lesson entails a digital storybook that I have created. The story revolves around pollution. The teacher will read with the learners. The learners will read a paragraph together. The teacher will engage with the lesson, ask the learner questions, what they think happened, who the main character is, and the learners will use their emojis in the chat to answer the questions as well as raise their hand by selecting the raising the hand icon, put their mics on and use their voices to speak, or the chat. They have the choice, well, freedom of choice to choose whether they want to use the chat, actually speak, or just use an emoji. The learners will also have the opportunity to come up with their own ending to the story, and this will be created by adding in their own scenery, their own sea animal, or whatever they feel is necessary, and this will be done using Story Jumbo. What comes before my lesson, before my 15-minute slice, would be the introduction. The teacher would then be going over what happened last week about protecting the environment. The teacher will then tell the learners to actually pretend that they are investigation agents of pollution, and they need to find out what the problem is, how to solve the problem. There will be a YouTube link as the introduction that has a video about learners on the beach and the whole cleanup, and there's a really cool song, a really meaningful song that the learners can go home and learn or play while they are chilling at home or even wanting to share it with their peers. So the learners will be dancing to it and pretending that they are putting on their investigation outfit and ready to investigate what pollution is, where the pollution is coming from, how to stop it. Why have I chosen to teach this slice of a lesson? I chose to teach this slice of a lesson because it was an online tool that I could use to create my own story. And this way I can actually teach the learners that they can be their own authors. They can create their own books. They don't have to stick to one book. They can do what they want to. They can use their imagination to go wild and create their own stories, and just to open up the imagination of what to do and what not to do.